Think a minute. The statesman and financier Cecil Rhodes, who started his world-famous Rhodes Scholarships, was also known for being a fine dresser. One time, Rhodes invited a young man to his home for dinner. The guest traveled far by train, so he arrived only in time to go directly to Rhodes' home in his wrinkled, travel-stained clothes. When he got there, he was embarrassed to see all the other guests wearing their finest evening clothes. But the host, Rhodes, was nowhere to be seen. A few moments later, Rhodes returned wearing a shabby old blue suit. The young man later learned that his host, the distinguished Mr. Rhodes, had been dressed in fine formal evening clothes. But when he heard of his guest's embarrassment, he slipped away to change into an old suit. Grace is doing whatever it takes to make a person feel accepted. A passenger on a train was in the dining car looking over the lunch menu. The list included both a chicken sandwich and a chicken salad sandwich. He decided to get the chicken salad sandwich, but wrote chicken sandwich on the order slip. When the waiter brought the chicken sandwich, the customer became angry. Instead of showing the customer his order slip and that he was the one who made the mistake, the waiter kindly returned the chicken sandwich and brought the customer a chicken salad sandwich. Later, the customer picked up his order slip and saw that he had been wrong, not the waiter. So he apologized and offered to pay for both sandwiches. But the waiter said, "It's no problem, sir. I'm glad you ended up with the sandwich you wanted." Even though the waiter knew he was right and the customer was wrong, he was gracious and mature enough to take the blame first, allowing the customer to see his own mistake, and in the future to be more humble and not quick to blame others. That's the power of grace, to change our heart. The Bible says it's God's kindness that leads us to change. The Creator of the universe showed us His amazing grace and kindness by humiliating Himself and becoming a human being, to die and pay the penalty for all our sins, and forgive us for our wrong living. Won't you ask Him to forgive you and change everything in your life for good? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.